Welcome everyone, this is Nichelle Anderson. I'm your host for my podcast show, Surviving Your Journey Towards Success. All right, everybody, this is springtime. And today's episode 127 is talking about what is courage and why it is important. And we're going to get into that. And the reason why I want to talk about courage is that it's so important in our lives. Without courage, you don't really have the food that you need to grow. You don't have the energy to move forward, and it's stagnation. So anything that's growth moves. Anything that's not doesn't, basically, at the end of the day. So this particular podcast is talking about courage. It's talking about strength of ourselves, of why it's important. And when you do that, guess what? You soar. All right, so this is episode 128, this springtime. Let's go ahead and get into that. I'm going to say a prayer, and this day I'm thankful to the Prime Creator of all things that I give thanks for this blessing and opportunity that I will use it for the greater good. To welcome my survivors of the journey to my podcast that aims to inspire and motivate that you will continue to have joyfulness in your heart, peace of mind, and for your sustained success. So in this particular podcast, we're talking about courage. Why do you think courage is important? Or why do you think courage is, you know, maybe not important and it's okay? You can go ahead and leave that in the comments today. And I want to go ahead and start my first segment here, which is my main point, my wisdom point. And that is, our minds are very sacred to the ability to understand that courage is vital. Deals with the ability to be able to say no. And if you can be able to say no, then not only you have courage, but you have the ability to be able to push through those obstacles that they're saying that you're not going to be able to do. So courage always maps around how you can define, you know, how you want your situation to follow through in that regard of honoring you and respecting you. Courage is built on the foundation of strength, a foundation of your identity. Courage defines and your, not just your worth, but your boundaries. I think if it's two words that come together, it's boundaries and courage, not fear. Let's talk about some areas where it goes into why it is important, okay? All right, let's talk about the first one. Without courage, you have no peace and the ability to choose for what you need to be. So that means choices are our power, and courage gets you there to where you need and must be. So let's take a look at that for a moment. So without courage, you're not gonna have mental peace. Let's say you're in a relationship and the person wants you to do what you know. That's not your path. That's not your purpose, but you do it anyway because you cannot say, what's that magic word, y'all? No. So courage gives you the ability to, even though you don't see the outcome, even though it's going to make the other person know, even though it's going to put you in a position that you're not going to be able to share a piece of bread, who cares? Because without courage, and if you don't have that, and you choose not to have that, and you choose not to say no, it will bring about the karmatic type way of keeping you restricted, right? Let's take the old school peanut butter and jelly. So sure, people can have peanut butter just on bread, but with the jelly, it amplifies it, and you want to have that, and the person refuses you to have that and say, no, just keep with the peanut butter. Well, that's not what you want. You want the whole experience, and plus that's your destiny, because you're gonna own a jelly factory. You know what I'm saying? This is gonna take off, and that person is preventing that. So number one, on the side note, that's not love. Love is when you allow the person to grow, even though that means that person might expand their horizon, travel more. You won't see that. You don't want to control the person. You want to give them the opportunity. Well, a lot of times that is restricted. So it takes the other person that needs to travel and show their whole recipe of their peanut butter and jelly, particularly jelly, to be able to say no. And without it, and that's your purpose, you will never have peace, y'all. You will never have it. So let's move on to number two. Without courage, you are the weaker of yourself rather than the greatest that you were born to be. See, that's coming back from number one, your purpose. An example, everyone has a very great talent, or have a talent for the most part. Some this or that, but nonetheless, this here talks about when you do not tap into your own strength, which is being courageous, right? It's like a temple within us, then you become the weaker of yourself. So other people will, you know, take advantage of that, restrict you, you know, which is sad, but it is what it is. People do that. And you have to find it within you, right? You got to walk that tightrope to be able to please someone else when it's not giving you the experience of being happy. Then without courage, you're not going to find that happiness. It'll be miserable. And sometimes it's a slow, coming around to you. In other situations, it's very fast because of toxicity. Let's look at number three. Without courage, you are limited to aspire, to dream of a vision that empowers your own self-motivational level and be able to shake off that which whom no longer serves you. So let's take a look at that. So without the courage, you are very limited. You are limited in your dreams of manifestation. Manifestation is very powerful. It's like the universe. It brings forth what is. So courage allowed you to rise. Believe it or not, people suffer for this and they don't have the strength to do it. They just want it to happen where they don't want to work for it. Courage takes work of the mind and the heart and of your being in a sense. And when you don't invest in it, when you don't believe in it, that's even more deeper than that, it restricts you to grow. So you have to plant the seeds of courage that will burst forward and having the abundance that you seek. See, once you do that, that just by saying no or saying, this is what's right for me, it just changes the game. You're on a different path and you soar like a kite in the sky. So that's what you have to do. So your task to dusk to dawn today is that, number one, you're going to practice today to use your courage speaking, all right, without have to say this or that, but just without speaking the truth of who you are in a positive, balanced way, you do reduce your ability to grow forward, reduce how your mind can process things, and it's just kind of shrivel up in that way, because courage is just like the spirit of life. You have to have that, and when you start speaking that, that's just can be saying words like I said earlier in this podcast, no, but just by saying this, here's an example. I wish to experience that is of my purpose. That's one. Here's another one. I wish to do that is right for me. Here's another one, y'all. I have the ability to choose, and this is what I'm choosing today. And I like that. That's basically saying, if you don't like it, guess what? I'm gonna let y'all fill in that blank, y'all. I'm gonna let you fill in that blank. I ain't gonna say nothing, but if you, I got a side eye. But nonetheless, something like that. So what that is pushing away the naysayers, pushing away the people that want to block you, and just say, hey, you do you and I do me. You hear me? All right, your motivational takeaway today. Let's get into it. That you could take away and think about it. And that is, you want to aim to love your ability to use your own power when choosing balance. Okay? Choosing, because choices are your power, and that is your courage. I knew I heard amen out there. Y'all didn't, I'm gonna say it for you. Amen. Amen. In the name of God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Choices are your powers. You got to do that. And then you get your courage and you get your breakthrough that leads to your abundance. All right, this is Nichelle Anderson. And guess what? I appreciate y'all. And you know what? I'll talk to y'all in the next one. Thank you.